Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and rhythm ruler, James Lampkin. Today we are about to take a deep dive into the world of music with three rounds and 15 questions to test your knowledge. Whether you're playing solo or going head-to-head with friends and family, it's the perfect way to enjoy a bit of music trivia. Our three rounds today are the year 1988, genre songs, and 2010's slow jams. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Before we start, let's give a shout out to our listeners over in Darwin, Australia. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying the show over there. And remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. I love seeing the players from all over the world. As always, feel free to pause the episode if you need to give yourself more time to think. We're going to be going over all the answers at the end. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round one.
In round one, we're kicking things off with the year 1988. Back in 1988, neon colors were in fashion, and Rain Man and Who Framed Roger Rabbit were the top movies at the box office. We have five questions for you from the music news of 1988. Let's see how much you remember about this year in pop culture, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 1. In April 1988, which rock star, known for their horror stage theatrics, nearly died when one of their props malfunctioned on stage? Question 2. In December 1988, which singer, known for his signature dark sunglasses, passed away at the age of 52? Question 3. Which British male pop star hit number one on the US singles chart 4 times during 1988 alone? Question 4. In February 1988, which new wave band, known for hits like Drive and Just What I Needed, announced that they were breaking up? Question 5. One of the biggest selling singles of 1988 was Got My Mind Set on You by which former member of the Beatles? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
For round 2, we're stepping into the world of genres. All of the answers in this round will have a genre mentioned somewhere in the song title. So think things like pop, dance, jazz, and so on. 1 point is available for each correct song title that you can guess. Question 6. This track about a desirable location was a hit for Lips Inc. in 1980. And then again for Pseudo Echo in 1986. Question 7. This 1982 hit was a romantic declaration to a genre by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Question 8. This 2019 song about a primate was an enormous hit for Australian act Tones and I. Question 9. In 2001, American boy band NSYNC released this appropriately titled hit song. Question 10. This 2016 hit by Clean Bandit Anne Marie and Sean Paul was a dedication to single mothers. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
In round three today, you're going to hear snippets of 2010's hit songs, but there is a twist. We've slowed them right down. Your job is to identify the song title and the artist. Each correct answer will score you 2 points, one for the song title and another for the correct artist. Now let's take a listen to these slowed down 2010s hits. Question 11. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Question 12. Stranded, reaching out. I call your name, but you're not around. I say your name, but you're not around. I need you right now. Yeah, I need you right now. Question 13. Question 14. I knew that we'd become one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of some rhythm. Question 15. That's all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after a little break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. It's time to grab your score pad and see how you did. Let's start with round one, the year 1988. Here are the answers. Question one, Alice Cooper. A wire snapped in one of his props during a rehearsal at Wembley Stadium, nearly resulting in his death. Question 2. Roy Orbison. He had just played his final concert only 2 days prior. Question 3. George Michael. He hit number one with Faith, Father Figure, One More Time, and Monkey, all within the 1 year. Question 4. The Cars. They broke up in 1988, leaving fans with some classic hits like Drive and Just What I Needed. Question 5. George Harrison had a massive hit with Got My Mind Set on You in 1988. Now, on to round 2, genre songs. We were looking for hit song titles that mention a music genre somewhere in them. Question 6. Funky Town by Lips Inc. Question 7. I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, originally by the Arrows. Question 8. Dance Monkey by Tones and I. Question 9. Pop by NSYNC. And question 10. Rockabye by Clean Bandit featuring Anne-Marie and Sean Paul. Finally, let's wrap it up with slowed down jams from the 2010s in round 3. Remember, there are 2 points up for grabs here, one for a correct song title and another for a correct artist. These are the songs that you were hearing. Question 11, Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift. Question 12, Don't Let Me Down by The Chainsmokers and Dire. Question 13, Drag Me Down by One Direction. Question 14, Diamonds by Rihanna. And question 15, Rewrite the Stars by Zendaya and Zac Efron. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you had fun playing along. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast and leave a comment if you're listening on Spotify. You can also share your scores and play in lots of games with us on our Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you want to help others find the show, consider leaving a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. It really helps out. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. Yes, that is me. Thanks for playing, and we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.